our hero claims a warrior's heart. I tell you, the dragonborn comes.
It is really hard to wake everyone up, and it is also true that it's sort of like we have a small but critical mass. That's okay. Do you know that we don't need everyone in this room? Let's say all of you were sleeping and one person who was awake walked into this crowd. Because of the nature of humanity and the nature of that thing, you want to call it glow or magnetism or whatever, it spreads. It's contagious. It's amazing. And if you put that person on stage, like let's say John Lennon, then hello, we're waking people up in droves, and they don't even know why they're waking up. It's just like turning on a light bulb. Suddenly, it starts to make sense, and you've got to question Camelot, question everything. Do your research, though. Don't go around with opinions thinking you know it all, or putting people down or going into a negative space because you don't want to hear it, because it doesn't fit some previous download that you got on planet Earth from your priest or your father or your mother or whatever the kind of thing. You know, bottom line is it's all trash. You decide, okay? Because you're the ones here and you have the equipment to do so. What are you capable of? Because that's really the bottom line, and that's why you have the oppression on Earth that you have at this time. Because there are ET races out there who want the resources, they want your genetics, and they want to control you. Why? Because they know that if the tables are allowed to be turned, then you may end up controlling them. Now, I don't recommend that, but I just want you to know that the potential of the human vehicle, as you may call it, is virtually unlimited if you view it in this fashion. You have two paths to choose from here on Earth at this time. One is angelic human, which is your natural progression and your re-evolution back to source, or you have the robotic Superman. And the robotic Superman is the path that the military-industrial complex, the secret side of it, has decided to go. I don't care what happens on planet Earth, I'm going to be on the front lines. Until the last minute. That's just my personality. Actually, I was supposed to be murdered for that. They wanted to kill me over that interview because of the way I handled it. And they were not happy with the fact that even though he denied what I asked him, there's a sense where you can ask a question as a journalist, and even when the person denies it, it's obvious they're lying. My job is to get the truth out, okay? That's the bottom line. Now, I don't violate secrecy either. I keep confidences, but I do put the truth out for you to know. It probably will get worse before it gets better, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel, in my view. And I'm out here on stage and talking to you and doing what I do in Camelot every day, and I work a lot. And I have to say that I'm doing this because I believe we have a future. That this rendition of humanity, this seeding, has every chance of making it through. That for the first time in all the seedings of humanity on planet Earth, that you guys are going to make it all the way. Okay? And so I'm putting everything I have behind that. And I want to make sure that happens.
Hi there, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and very happy to be here tonight. I just got off the radio show with Anthony Sanchez on his Scepter Radio Network, so it's going from one radio show to the next. kind of fun. And I've got Mike Harris as my guest tonight, and I'm going to be very, very happy to get an update from him. We've been having already, before we even started, some anomalous events, problems with connection, et cetera, et cetera. Mike is a radio talk show host, as many people will know. Right now he has a talk show over on Rents, and he's He does the afternoon, I think it's from 1 to 3, if I've got that timing right, but we'll double check with him. If you go to the Project Camelot front page, you'll see there's a link there to his bio, and the bio is actually on it's on Rents, and so you have to just scroll down to the show hosts, and you'll find it. But he is he's a very interesting guy. He has a background. He ran for governor of Arizona as a Republican candidate, if I remember correctly, and they tried to kill him basically, and he wouldn't play ball their way, which is what they do to all candidates behind the scene. He wouldn't be bought off, et cetera, et cetera. Then they wanted to kill him. They want to get rid of him. So they got his, they also made sure that he lost in court against his, I guess he was getting divorced at the time. And I think he's been virtually, I don't know how much of this I'm supposed to say. So I actually know a bit more about him because we're friends offline. But anyway, Mike, are you there?
Hi, Carrie. I'm here. And by the way, I had already been divorced when I ran for governor, but the dark forces in that election, people who worked for Karl Rove, a guy named Nathan Sproul, went out and contacted my ex-wife and provided her with unlimited free legal services. So she was taking me to court about every 6 to 10 days during the course of the election going on. And, you know, I had never been sued before in my life, and I had 7 lawsuits filed against me while I was running, all because I wouldn't sit down and shut up and play the game their way.
Just incredible. It, you know, just listening to you talk about it, it's really an insider's look behind the scene on what happens to candidates. And I think that you learned sort of you had your what they say, the school of hard knocks, right?
I'm telling you, there's nothing like it. I mean, no one can describe to you what it's like to run for a major statewide political office like the governor is. I mean, you can't describe it. It's, you know, people tell you you don't know what it's like to have a bomb go off next to you until one does. No one can understand the stress and just the pressure that you have to endure 24/7. It's nonstop. It's, you know, you're out the door at 6 o'clock in the morning. You don't get home till 11 or 12 o'clock at night. You do, you know, 3 to 6 speaking engagements a day, every day. And then you have to manage your life and everything else with it. It truly is a strenuous task.
Right. And then on top of it, you were being sued because they made that possible.
They were digging up claims. It doesn't matter if the claim is legitimate or not. You have to defend it, because if you don't defend it, you lose by default. And so every time you have to hire an attorney, it's $15,000 to $20,000 in retainer. And after they file 6 or 7 lawsuits against you, that adds up real quick. And it's what they call lawfare, and they do this to break your bank. And that's, it had that effect on me. It really stripped me of a great deal of assets, and it just, you know, tumultuous. It was just a tumultuous thing how much pressure they can legally bring on you. And then there was the break-ins to the office. They put spyware on my computer. They put infiltrators in my campaign. Like you said, there was an attempt on my life. They tried to run me down while I was walking the dog. In fact, a pickup truck drove up on the sidewalk and tried to run us over after we were out of the street. It's just they do their best to get into your head and to make you want to quit. But some of us are just too stupid to quit, and that's me.
Well, it's great that you stuck to your guns and that you came forward and you became a talk show host. And you've also written articles for Veterans Today, and you used to have a show on Republic Broadcasting, and now you have a show on Rents. And your show is actually from 1 to 3, is that right?
Yes, 1 to 3 p.m. Pacific time, which would be 4 to 6 Eastern.
Okay. And so encourage people to listen to your show. You know, what's interesting, are you on your cell phone right now?
No, I'm not. I'm on Skype right now, and we're getting a little chop, a little breakup in it. This happens every time you and I get on. I don't know why, but it does. I've got a great signal. If we have to do this call using the cell phone, we can do that. Whatever it is, so that the listeners get good quality sound, that's what really is important, is that the people can hear the message, because there's a lot going on in the world, and you know, we owe it to the people up there. If we have insight and we have knowledge, we owe it to share it.
Well, thank you, and we'll sort of play it by ear here. I'm going to go into the chat. We have a chat room that is associated with the show. For those of you who don't know, go to the front page of Camelot near the radio show icon, and you'll see live chat. And just put in your name there, and you, that's all you need is just your name, and you can log into the chat and join it. But I hope that people can hear it. It is fascinating, and people should realize that if we have this much trouble every time we try to talk on the air together, there's got to be a good reason for it. And so they are always tipping their hand, you know, when they're paranoid over something, they really let you know, and they interfere. And all it does is really show their hand and show them for who they are and where they're coming from. So. As this continues, that's what's going to become evident to people. I don't know why they're so afraid of us talking. You talk on the radio every day, don't you?
Well, I do, and usually it goes pretty well. Occasionally we have some glitches and stuff, but without fail, Carrie, every time you and I are on, without fail, we get interfered with. So somehow they must perceive us as being threatening to their vision or their plan. But that's the good news for us, I guess.
Absolutely. Well, you've also been on Press TV a number of times now. I guess you've become something of, I don't know if you would call yourself a regular. And there was a very controversial Press TV I don't know what you call it, show in which you were one of the guests on the show. And some of the things you said really were over the top. And I do think that some of them were misunderstood. I have to say that the fault is probably in both camps. But ultimately, you had something like, didn't you tell me, was like 80 million views or something?
Well, in the first 3 days, there was 86 million views on that show. Gordon Duff, who is the senior editor for Veterans Today, wrote a supporting article and quoted me out of it. That article got over a billion reads. It was the number one story of the year in 2012. And he wrote that story, I think December 18th is on Veterans Today.
Incredible. And what you said was that the Israelis were involved in Sandy Hook, right?
Well, yes, that's what I said. And, you know, I didn't disclose everything I knew at the time because I was waiting for confirmation. But we have, and these people don't know where Sandy Hook is. Sandy Hook is near Groton, Connecticut. And Groton is where the U.S. has their nuclear submarine, sort of their headquarters is there. So any nuclear subs that come and go are out of Groton. Well, the Russia has their highest power, best in class optical surveillance satellite right over Groton, Connecticut. And Sandy Hook happens to be within that field of view. And the Russians have captured images of three shooters entering the school. They've captured images of the gunfire. They have the flashes. And they also have other reporting that tells us that the Sandy Hook story is fabrication. And no one believes the lone gunman story anymore. And then there's been some OID, photo recognition stuff done. And it turns out that at least one, if not two, of the shooters have been identified as being Israeli Mossad operatives. So that is what it is, and that's where my statements came from.
Yeah, and that people have to realize that, you know, you weren't just talking off the top of your head, because I know
let's realize something here, too.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. The sound is fading in, and I can hear about every third word of you. You may have to change this back to the cell phone.
Yeah.
But let me just go ahead. I'm really angry that a country like Israel thinks they can bring death squads into the United States and kill children. And if you go back and you look at Lenin and Trotsky and all of the early Bolsheviks who believed in using terror to subjugate a civilian population, that's what they did. And they're doing the same thing here in my country. And that really, really upsets me. And I'm very, very angry about it. And I will not forget this because we know who the perpetrators are. We just have to go track them down. And there's been a development as of yesterday that you may or may not know of yet.
Okay, well, I am very anxious to hear that, but we're going to have to clear up your sound.
I'm not hearing a thing.
Let me see. I don't know when the break is. I don't.
Well, your sound just cleared up, and now you sound wonderful.
Seriously. Okay, great. Yeah. So what I wanted to say was that it's important for people to also realize that the young boy that has been accused of doing all of this and then, I guess, they say shot himself, was actually killed the day before. and so that he wasn't responsible for the killings.
Okay, you cut out. Yeah, he was killed the day before and transported.
Yeah. And so I don't know.
He was not responsible. Him and his mother were both killed the day before in the house.
Right. Well, whether or not some kids were actually taken, I guess there's someone in the chat room who kind of says that they found two of the kids. I'm not sure that means that they found all of the kids. And I think perhaps that is also disinfo, to tell you the truth. I think if you go there, you're going to find out there were children killed. But which kids, I don't know. You may have heard of – tell me if you can hear me at this time. Are you able? Okay, it doesn't sound like –
I can do now.
Okay, what I wanted to say was they're saying that there was a posting, a memorial posting prior to the event for the death of the children that was discovered on the internet. Have you heard that rumor and all of that stuff? We'll have Mike Harris on the phone, on the cell phone, and hopefully that'll work better.
Okay, well, we have our break. I can hear the music, so why don't you have your board operator call on the phone.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
What would you do if you or someone that you love was faced with a life-threatening illness? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, co-host of Transcension Radio on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. In 2008, I lost everything because of chronic illness, my home, a bankruptcy, even my marriage. A miracle happened in 2009. I discovered ION and I was introduced to the RNA drops. Within a few short months, the nightmare of chronic fatigue, Lyme disease, and PTSD was a faded memory. Today, people all over the world have reported incredible testimonials about their transcension process, and I invite you to listen and join us live On air every Saturday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, Transcension airs live. You can listen to the archives or tell someone that you love, maybe even the person sitting in your chair right now, that science fiction has become virtual reality at Transcension Radio. Take your power back and join every Saturday at Transcension Radio.
Wadia will remain a dictatorship.
Or be quiet.
Why are you guys so anti-dictators? Imagine if America was a dictatorship. You could let 1% of the people have all the nation's wealth. You could help your rich friends get richer by cutting their taxes and bailing them out when they gamble and lose. You could ignore the needs of the poor for healthcare and education. Your media would appear free, but would secretly be controlled by one person and his family. You could wiretap phones. You could torture foreign prisoners. You could have rigged elections. You could lie about why you go to war. You could fill your prisons with one particular racial group, and no one would complain. You could use the media to scare the people into supporting policies that are against their interests.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Fabian for Liberty. You can join me every Monday and Friday from 8 p.m. Eastern Time to 10 p.m. Eastern Time only on American Freedom Radio.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Mike Harris, and this time I think we got him on a phone so that we can understand him better. Mike, are you there?
Yes, Carrie, I am, and hope this will improve the audio quality for your listeners. And I know it must be frustrating for them to try to listen to some of the garbled stuff that comes through, but that's what they throw at us. I mean, and Carrie, I don't know, we're just charmed somehow that this happens every time you and I are on together.
Yeah, well, you know, what they're afraid that we're going to jump to some interesting topics and reveal some things that they don't want out there, because both of us have sort of very interesting sources, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would. And let me give you what the latest is. They have, I got this from Duff yesterday. You know, as you know, he and I have friends who are both currently and formerly with the FBI, at very, very senior levels, and they have busted a two dual Israeli citizens in a Greenwich Village apartment, $1 million-plus apartment in Greenwich Village, that was acting as the safe house for the shooters for the Sandy Hook issue. Now, they've got two people in custody, a man and a woman, from what I understand. They're both IDF trained. They've served in the IDF. They're living in the U.S., as I said, as dual Israeli citizens. And they found explosives, not C4, but the Simtex variety. And they found a large capacity magazines for 9mm handguns and a number of other accoutrements which would have been used by the shooters. But they did not find any weapons there, and they're not sure if these two were actually involved in the shootings or if they were merely acting as coordinators and logistical support for the shooters. But they have busted a safe house in Greenwich Village. And this is a direct result of deeper work that's been going on trying to solve the Sandy Hook massacre issue.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm sorry. You know, I'm skeptical of everything at this point. They could
Everyone should be. Nothing is ever what it appears, and we can't believe a word that comes out of any government sources these days. I regret to say it, but we cannot.
Yeah. So, I mean, they could have set up this thing. They may even have a motivation to pin this on Israel. Even your Russian intel, satellite intel, could be faked, could be created to draw fire away from the Americans who normally end up being the terrorists themselves. It's just always a problem. We're just getting so many different kinds of stories, and I think investigation is really important. I have to say that, in my view, at this time, remote viewing is one of the best ways to determine what's really going on in a crime scene, because evidence can be manufactured. And, the Internet, people are all ablaze over this, the fact that there was a tribute website set up prior to the shooting that featured all the same photos of the kids that were killed.
I heard that. I've heard a couple of other things that allegedly occurred in advance of the shooting itself. But, you know, I look at these patterns, and you look at the Aurora Batman shooting that happened. That was allegedly a lone gunman. There's too many pieces that don't fit on that. There's the Sikh Temple shooting. Things don't fit on that. There's right. This guy, Hassan, who did the Fort Hood shooting. You know, are you aware that he sat on Bush's Homeland Security Council and was everything neocon by him, and that he went crazy and did that shooting? They hung that on him. The JT Reddy murder, there were two cars seen leaving the scene, but they tried to paint that as a murder-suicide. You know, the Gabby Gifford shooting was yesterday was the two-year anniversary of that. And there's just so much going on that one thing you can count on is that when they say it's a lone gunman, a lone nut, it's not. It's very obvious to me, just from the overall trends and patterns, that there are death squads operating in the United States of America right now. And our government's been in shambles since Bush stole the presidency in 2000. We look at me, I've been a lifelong Republican. But you don't steal the election just because you want to hold power. I'm sorry, that's unethical. It offends me. And George W. Bush was probably one of the most treasonous SOBs ever come down the pike. Him and Cheney both need to answer for their misdeeds. And, if things are going to get, sporty in this country, so to speak, if we are going to have to engage the emerging police state here, those people are going to have some trouble because there's a lot more of us than there are of them.
Absolutely. And it's radio shows like this that will help wake people up. It'd be great if we could get more people to pay attention and to examine things critically. I was just on Anthony Sanchez's radio show, and we were talking about this young man who, he had a telescope and a cell phone, and he photographed, a very anomalous object, which he thought was being blown up over Sacramento. In my opinion, now that I've looked at the footage, I don't think it was blown up at all. I actually think it was a craft with smaller craft exiting. And he was then persuaded by some news host or whatever to be convinced to say this was a weather balloon that he shot. I put the link in your chat. I don't know if you've gotten a chance.
I saw it, and I saw that a couple of days ago when the story first came out. And I don't know what to make of that. That's a very mysterious type of footage there, and I really, you know, I can't do an analysis on it. I don't have the right skills for that.
I appreciate that, but what the point I'm trying to make here is how they basically tried to railroad him into believing that it's a weather balloon. I mean, just like back in Roswell days, and it's so far from being a weather balloon that it's laughable again. And I, you know, it just boggles the mind what they think that the American people will swallow. They just believe they can tell them anything, and they'll get away with it.
Well, let me make 2 points, because you've said some very interesting things there. One of them is about people waking up. And one thing that people have to realize is when you wake up, it's frightening. Because once you realize what's really going on around you, once you begin to suspect that things aren't as they're advertised to be, it's very frightening and very unsettling. So people who do wake up, sometimes it can be a very uncomfortable situation. I understand why people want to drink beer and watch football. I get it, because it is unsettling. But it's one of those kind of things that once you are awake and aware, you never see the world the same again. And you know this, and anybody who is listening who's woken up knows this as well. The other thing is, your other comment, why are they still trying to peddle the same old, you know, bunk stories that they've been telling for a long time? I mean, they're still trying to sell weather balloons as unidentified objects in the sky. They're still trying to tell us it's lone gunmen, lone nuts, when it's death squads. And they don't know how to react, because we, people like you and I, American Freedom Radio, Rents Network, Veterans Today, we are the new media. The old media has lost all credibility. And you have to look at 6 companies, which are owned by defense contractors, control all of the 96% of the media in this country. So you have to look at how controlled the media is, and they're trying to make it look legitimate, but it's nothing more than barefaced propaganda.
Absolutely. Very, very interesting. It's you know, it's so funny how disinfo makes the rounds, I have to say. And I've noticed it. It happens with Camelot. I'm sure it happens with you. Pretty soon you hear people out on the, you know, out in sort of the grapevine. It makes its way back to you. And people have been lying through their teeth about you. And it gets picked up and it gets repeated. And it's just amazing the lies that get out there and have a life of their own, so to speak. And, of course, the people that start these rumors of the lies are heavily at fault. And yet, you know, that's what they're doing. And then, of course, there are agents, intelligence agents, that are paid to do that and to sort of stir it up and make sure that people are enemies and all of that. I just think that it's really important, one, that people do their own homework, and two, that they question everything, that they don't just swallow a piece of information because somebody tells it to them or they read it somewhere where it's been repeated, you know, 50 times on Facebook or even in a news article. A lot of people just don't do their homework. They don't check sources. They don't check. They don't double check. They don't triangulate information. They just go off the top of their heads. And I got to say, every day somebody comes to me with a new rumor about Camelot that's a complete falsehood. And all I can do is just, you know, after a while, you just have to sort of laugh and just walk away.
Well, Carrie, you know, you deal in this every day. I deal in this every day. And the greatest challenge that I have is discerning what is legitimate and what is false. And, you know, you and I are experts at this, and it's really hard to detect. Sometimes these people out there who are spreading, you know, the disinformation are very good, and they're very effective. And, you know, it's hard to discern what's real and what's disinfo. It's really a tough job. And like I said, I get suckered. You know, I'll admit it, you know, freely. I'm not right about everything, but when I find out I'm not, I get really upset with the sources who give me, you know, disinformation or falsehood. I really get upset with it. But it happens. And it's just one of those things. It's part of, examining everything, because it's hard to tell the truth from the lies sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. Which means do your homework, you know, do your research, because if you do take the time to do investigation on the net, you can find all the sides to question normally. And if you actually go to the source, if you, for example, people can go out there and lie about Camelot, but if they spent time on Camelot, then they can start to really see what's true and what's not. And what's interesting is also listening. You know, people don't like to listen anymore. I find that they have a short attention span. They really don't read very carefully. So this is also how rumors get started, and disinfo. And it's a fascinating process, and we're in a time when the truth is more important than ever, and having the equipment, you know, in terms of discernment is absolutely paramount and will really make the difference between whether or not you end up on the light or the dark side, and which side you end up supporting. And you may not even realize who you're really supporting, and this is part of the problem. I wanted to ask you, you know, in terms of some of the other intel out there right now, what you're hearing about the economic situation. I'm hearing a lot of rumblings about possible martial law here in the United States in the next year. I'm hearing all kinds of stuff about government officials and this and that. I have to say that the way I'm looking at 2013, it's kind of like 2012 on steroids so far. It just, you know, just everything that we already had last year is just being repeated, only it's amped up a few notches.
No, I agree. And here's the thing. Boy, we're in a situation in our country where we could, there's a couple of three or four different scenarios that could happen. One of them is that the police state comes out and the American people do nothing, and we sacrifice our freedoms and we become the USSA, you know, the United Soviet States of America. That could happen. Other scenarios is that, you know, we've got a criminal cabal that, and please believe me, this criminal cabal is not monolithic. There's different factions in it. There's different groups in it. They compete with each other. They betray each other. They screw each other over. But they're all unified in that they're all criminals. They blackmail each other. They do extortion, all this stuff. They're out there and they're working, and their end game here is to win this thing and to take this entire country over. That's one of my fears. You look at this noise about gun control and, you know, the Sandy Hook, the Aurora shootings. All of these were psyops in order to get people to say, oh, well, guns are bad. You know, a gun is an inanimate object. You know, I mean, somebody can beat you to death with a baseball bat. Are they going to make baseball bats illegal? You know, it's, you know.
Well, I also, you know, the Chinese killing that happened to a number of children with, it was a stabbing situation. You know, the article of choice was a knife. You need to then outlaw knives. Okay, we're going to be right back after this break. Thank you.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. You're listening to AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the network who perseveres in delivering intelligent debate, constructive dialogue with true independence. The freedom to broadcast the truth is not free at all. So what is American Freedom Radio worth to you? The empowering information with fun, honest and pure integrity behind it provides an example to follow. Friendships to flourish with the moral altruism that pulls no punches. The hosts sacrifice and show remarkable discipline in their duty to deliver quality radio and service to the community with strength, wisdom, and loyalty. The founders of AFI wish to thank you personally for sharing your views and insights to make the best radio and alternative media. Now it's time for you to give something back and play a vital role in the future of America. Be as generous with us as we've been with you. Click on the donate banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com or volunteer by emailing AmericanFreedomRadio@ymail.com. Vaccines, psychotropic drugs, and artillery batteries not included.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? But something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you?
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Mike Harris and getting into all sorts of areas here. Mike, I just wanted to circle back to the Sandy Hook situation one more time because I think some people are getting lost in the forests for the trees, as they say. The bottom line here is that what we've got, and I've written an article about it for those that are interested on my blog, but it is the idea that they're building towards something, that these are black magicians, that they have an agenda in mind, that the Aurora, there's a very direct connection between Aurora and Sandy Hook, et cetera. And so I really would appreciate if people started to think about the objective rather than to go down the line of saying, you know, that sort of getting lost in the details, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's there. You know, my greatest fear is another iconic false flag, something of major proportions. And, you know, I don't know what that might be. You know, there's been chatter that it might be a nuclear event of some type, whether it's a thermonuclear device or whether it's a dirty bomb, I don't know. But really what I fear personally more than a nuclear device, because that's relatively limited in its scope and its transmittability, what I fear even more would be some sort of a biological hazard, if something, a biological agent of some sort was released in a major metropolitan area. That's what really frightens me. And you have to remember, as you stated, these are dark magicians. These are the guys who, they feed off of your fear. They feed off of terror. They want you as frightened as possible so that you don't use your higher mind. You're not in touch with your spiritual self. And they want to disconnect you from source. And so they want you as terrorized as possible. And so I suspect something, and anything that I would say would be pure speculation on that, because I don't know what they have in mind, but my intuition tells me that something may be coming, and I think that if we all really think positive thoughts and try to meditate, that's the only defense that we have against this, and to remain true to what source is, and to remain true to ourselves and not allow ourselves to become frightened and become subject to their attempt at terrorism, but become angry instead. And really, you know, bring these people to task, because anyone who will shoot, you know, 5-year-old, 6-year-old children like that is, this is no longer human behavior. This is something else.
This is definitely true. In terms of, though, there is a trajectory here, and I think it's important to realize the connection with the Batman movie. A lot of people realize that I've written quite a few articles on this on my site, and I've also been working with a remote viewer who is quite good. And there are synchronicities between Aurora and Sandy Hook. Both appeared on the map in Gotham City in the Batman movie, and both of them have been targets for these kinds of what appear to be Manchurian candidate killings, whereas the Manchurian candidate themselves, which apparently are kids of two guys, both of whom are involved in high stakes. One was supposed to be testifying in the LIBOR scandal, which was the Aurora, the father of the Aurora shooter, and the person who was in he works for GE Capital, who was the father of the so-called shooter in the Sandy Hook thing. No doubt whatsoever that this man was being pressured also by having his son targeted in this way. And so there's a drama going on behind the scenes that is very substantial and involves finance. And it all leads, from what I understand, to New York City. And I have been told that they're interested in disappearing financial records because this LIBOR thing has gotten way out of hand, and the financial situation is crumbling in a number of ways, and they don't want their trail to be discovered One of the things that the software Fair Isaac was able to do was to profile financially the people involved in the LIBOR scandal. So this is where you get the son of the guy who created the software, the financial software, being targeted and used as mentoring candidate. The evidence on both cases, by the way, is that both boys, the first one was found unconscious and the other one was supposedly shot himself. Whether he actually did shoot himself or whether he was shot prior to, it appears that he was shot in advance. But I don't know that for sure. I don't know if you know that for sure.
Well, I have heard that from what I consider to be a reliable source, that the kid and the mom were killed the evening before. Then the kid was transported to the school, and that's the story that I've got. And like right. I said, I wasn't there. I'm not a firsthand witness to this. So what you're getting from me is hearsay. It would not be admissible in court. But that is what I've been told from someone who I hold in high esteem.
Right. And so this is one of the ways to determine the truth is by having intelligence sources behind the scenes that then you can triangulate if you get verification from other unrelated sources. And that's part of the process that you have to go through.
I was pleased to hear you confirm the fact that the young man was killed the night before. I was pleased to hear you confirm that. You and I have not discussed this previously.
No, we hadn't. But that's the information I was getting back channel.
The information now, I'm getting as well from one of my main sources, so who I also invited to be on with us tonight, but he declined.
Okay, well, thank you for trying. There's a whole sort of saga that has to do with the shotgun that was used for the killings and an officer that's seen very clearly on video putting his hands all over the gun when they discovered in a trunk of a car, which it could never have gotten to the trunk of the car if the kid shot himself in the head with it, as you can appreciate. So
I saw the video as well. And when did police throw proper police procedure out the window? Where this officer picks up a gun, he has no latex gloves on, he manhandles it, he unloads the weapon. This is all on a news camera film. There's copies of it all over the place. You know, that officer ought to be charged for obstruction of justice himself because he broke the law, he interfered in an ongoing, what should be, criminal investigation.
Exactly, and it's on camera. It's filmed before the entire world, and yet nothing happens, as far as I can tell. These people, it's really quite amazing what's going on in our world at this time. What I wanted to ask you also was whether you're getting any intelligence about this. We kind of briefly talked about this. There's something in February where there's an incoming object that's been detected. That will come quite close to the Earth. I know that Duff wrote an article briefly about it, but there was a lot of controversy as to whether there were even the facts were straight in the article. Have you heard anything subsequent about that?
It's funny because Duff is one source on that, and the other source, who I'm not going to name, those two are spitting nails at each other because each one thinks that they're right and they think the other one is wrong. But here is what I heard now. Now, Duff's sources, he says, come out of NASA. And the other source has his own verification, his own methodology. He's happens to be the same guy who managed to hack into both NASA and Google Earth satellites. But allegedly, there's two vehicles of the U.S. space fleet that do not exist. They're big triangle-shaped out of Area 51 that are on their way to intercept this to use directed energy weapons, which also do not exist, and that's as far as I go on the story. Beyond that, I can't give a straight answer out of either one of these guys.
Okay, but that's substantial because I think that's more than most anyone else has got. Because we've got a lot of doomer and gloomers out there that are sort of jumping on the bandwagon that there is an incoming object, and this is part of the problem. I have to say that, and I told you this, that's the story you're getting or your sources are getting. The other thing is that what I've gotten, which is that there are installations that when I interviewed in Russia, Valery Uvarov, he talked about there being an installation discovered in China, one in Russia and one apparently in off the coast or somewhere near Florida in the U.S., that apparently were from, you know, maybe even hundreds of thousands of years ago. They contain ET technology, and they're used to aim at incoming objects that would be threatening. And so we'll come right back after the break.
Chemtrail geoengineering programs changing our weather and destroying our environment? Why in the world are they spraying?
They want to create a storm in the southeast, then they'll start engineering out over the North Pacific. That's where the trailies will be.
Find out why critics are calling Why in the World Are They Spraying the most important film that is revolutionizing the environmental movement. Go to whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com for more information.
It's just going to get worse until the point where we're not going to be able to grow anything at all unless it's a Monsanto genetically modified abiotic stress resistant seed.
Why in the World Are They Spraying? New international version with languages available from around the world. Go to whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com for more information.
It's all about money, and weather is another form of commoditizing, the way the Central Command Group can commoditize another form of our life.
Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
What would you do if you or someone that you love was faced with a life-threatening illness? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, co-host of Transcension Radio on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. In 2008, I lost everything because of chronic illness, my home, a bankruptcy, even my marriage. A miracle happened in 2009. I discovered ION, and I was introduced to the RNA drops. Within a few short months, the nightmare of chronic fatigue, Lyme's disease, and PTSD was a faded memory. Today, people all over the world have reported incredible testimonials about their transcension process, and I invite you to listen and join us live on air every Saturday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Transcension airs live. You can listen to the archives or tell someone that you love, maybe even the person sitting in your chair right now, that science fiction has become virtual reality at Transcension Radio. Take your power back and join us every Saturday at Transcension Radio.
Wadia will remain a dictatorship.
Be quiet.
Why are you guys so anti-dictators? Imagine if America was a dictatorship.
You could let 1% of the people have all the nation's wealth.
You could help your rich friends get richer by cutting their taxes and bailing them out when they gamble and lose. You could ignore the needs of the poor for healthcare and education. Your media would appear free, but would secretly be controlled by one person and his family. You could wiretap phones. You could torture foreign prisoners. You could have rigged elections. You could lie about why you go to war. You could fill your prisons with one particular racial group, and no one would complain. You could use the media to scare the people into supporting policies that are against their interests.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month, had completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Our hero claims a warrior's heart.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Mike Harris. Right before the break, we were talking about this incoming object that's been reported by, I guess it was discovered something around 6 months ago by scientists. I think it's in the mainstream news, but we were also talking about what I was talking about.
Tonight is Wednesday night. I guess there's another object going to fly by, some rock called Apophis is supposed to fly by Earth this evening, in fact. It's Wednesday night, right?
Really?
Yeah, that's been in the news. I saw that. That's easy to find on the internet. This thing is only, you know, a few kilometers wide. It's not a, you know, greatly massive object. It'd still cause a big old splash in the ocean if it hit, but that's supposed to be a near-Earth flyby as well. And, you know, Carrie, we've had these rumors of things coming in. There was the Elenin thing coming in. And, boy, you know, I'm not on the inside at NASA, but I would sure like to know what they're not telling us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they appear, I mean, it is true that no matter how you slice it, the underground activity is booming. You know, so business and building underground bases is booming. More stories coming forward all the time about the bases. I guess you heard the recent thing about Stephen Kelly coming forward, this recent whistleblower, revealing the base in underneath the Getty here in L.A. There is a lot of evidence of bases all throughout California, really, and underground, of course, and more. So we're really talking about a booming business that has to do with what is, in a sense, a breakaway civilization that's building their own cities underground. They're doing that for a reason. You got to look at that, you know.
Well, you're right. And if you go back and you look at some of these ancient legends, you know, from the Hopi people, you know, they allegedly emerged after the last great cataclysm from underground. That's where they lived. That's where they survived in order to get through that great trauma that the Earth endured, you know, back in a previous age. And so they're following a tried and true template of seeking shelter in their underground bases.
Well, someone is, not the Hopi, that's for sure.
Well, no, not now, but that's what their legend was. So, but there's multiple legends around the world of ancient peoples who survived by going underground, going subterranean, in order to avoid a great cataclysm or trauma to the Earth.
And right.
I look at these legends, and I think there's got to be some grain of truth to it. And really, this current underground building boom, if you will, began in World War II in Germany. That originated from, and that's where the technology came from that we're still employing today.
Well, exactly. The question is, what are they planning for?
You know, that's I'm not on that short list. I wish I knew.
I realize that, but just wondering whether you're hearing any rumblings about anything imminent or anything for 2013. I guess you know about the remote viewers that Courtney Brown study that was saying that by June of 2013, there was some major event that has caused coastlines to become inundated with water, et cetera.
Yes, I've heard that from Courtney Brown. In fact, I was on a panel discussion. We had Cliff High call in that night, and Cliff substantiated that his web bot detect something very similar. And so, I don't know. I mean, I could give you my best speculations, but they would be purely that speculation.
Right. But, it is interesting because you are very close to certain intelligence sources, and they aren't warning you, right?
No, Duff did tell me he's got a blue ticket.
I'm sorry?
Duff did tell me that he's got a blue ticket.
He's got a blue ticket. What does that mean?
You tell me. I don't know what it means, but he says he's got his ticket and it's blue. So whatever significance that means, I don't know. But I how when you go to the baseball game, they want to sell you a program so you can know who's playing first. I don't have the program. I need one.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is that what is going on there? Because you have to look at that side of things. Because well, it depends who you consider your friends to be, but
let me give a qualifier here. It's one of those things where you can work in an environment and you can work right next door to people who are doing something that is totally different than what you're doing, and you pick up part of their activities and you don't even realize it doesn't register with you. And sometimes you don't know what you see. And you don't know what you hear, but you see and hear much more than you realize. And I find myself in that situation where I'll find out months later something that I heard in passing or something that was casually said to me turns out to have greater significance as a function of time. And I find myself caught in that very, very often when I have a lot of these conversations. Because like you said, I have access, I've gained access to some pretty powerful people who know what's going on in this intelligence world, and I'm definitely a neophyte at this.
Right, and then my question is sometimes when I'm dealing with some sources, is some people think they know, but they don't really. They may have access, the layers of the onion are many, and if you don't have a need to know, they don't tell you, and so some people are operating under misconceptions that they are inside when they're not as inside as they think they are.
Yep. Well, that's why compartmentalization works, and that's why it is used by so widely. But somebody, someplace, understands what all the compartments do and what their purposes are and what their job performance is expected to be. But I'm not at that level, and I would like to know more.
Sure. Well, I guess we're all in that same boat. We all want to know more. In the circumstances that you're in, though, and you've been sort of doing radio now for a while and you've been out there for a while, are you finding that you're getting more people coming to you with sort of what they consider to be intel now that you're over at Rents? Is that helping?
Yes, it is. And I'll tell you, going over to Rents, boy, my listenership has just blossomed, and it's growing exponentially. It has, I've been at Rent since November 1st. That was my first day there. And the time slot that I'm in, the audience has increased over 700%. And so I think some of the people who are with me at RBN have followed me over there, and I thank them for that. But, we're at Rent, the format is so much more open. As you know, I had you on at RBN one time, and I got scolded for it. And now I can have you on as much as I want at Rents, and I'm glad to say that because, quite frankly, Kerry, I want my listeners I want you to share your message with them because it's something that I want everyone to wake up to and be aware of because there's so much we're not being told. And just let me go on record here with a couple of conclusions that I've come to. About the secret U.S. space program, I've pretty much confirmed and concluded, this is my own conclusions, that we have at least two types of spacecraft that are operating. One is that giant triangle shape. That is one of them. That has, it's a big black triangle. It's probably 300 meters on the side. And the other one is a round disc that we have. I'm highly confident of both of those. We've got images. We've done image analysis on both of them. We've done this through another intelligence agency, a foreign intelligence agency that did the work on that. But I am highly confident that both of those exist, and both of those are part of what is called, you know, the U.S. space fleet right now. There are some pictures of them that have been captured over Area 51. The source of those pictures was going to be on my radio show. And about 3 minutes before he was to go on, he sent me a very panicked email saying that he had just been visited by Men in Black, and he could still go on the radio, but he can't talk about anything. Otherwise, tell me they're going to kill him. And so I didn't press him. I said, well, can you review what you've already discussed? He said, yes, he could. And so we rehashed old stuff again. But I am, like I said, I am highly confident that the U.S. Space Fleet has at least the black triangles in it and at least a type of flying disc. The disc has been recorded flying at 17,000 miles an hour in a low Earth atmosphere. Lower than probably, 3,000, 4,000 feet, about 1,000 meters it was recorded. And we've got it. It's real. Done spectrographic analysis on it. Solid object. Could give you the analysis of what it's made out of. I don't have that readily in front of me right now, but the U.S. currently has at least two types of spacecraft that they're operating.
Yeah. I appreciate that. In my opinion, they've got a hell of a lot more than that, but I appreciate that you're getting verification, and that's important for people who want nuts and bolts, evidence of what's going on out there. It is a fascinating conundrum when you've got a planet where a whole part of the society has separated out themselves and are living something like 10,000 years in the future with technology that the other side of the planet just has no access to whatsoever. And so the topsiders, which is maybe what they call us, I don't know, and the people underground, that's really what you've got, two societies living and existing simultaneously alongside each other with, in some cases, little or no interaction. You've got people that go to work in the morning and they go to work in a black project and they come home at night and they're back in with the topsiders and they're living a double life. And
can you imagine the emotional duress that those people live under?
Absolutely.
Who have to travel back and forth and how they have to compartmentalize their own life, their own mindset, that when they're on the job, they're on the job, and when they're at home, they're at home. And never the twain shall meet. They can't even tell their wife or their kids or anybody about any of this. It's got to put a tremendous amount of stress on them. And, yes. If any of them are listening out there, call Carrie and talk to her. Call me, and I'll introduce you to Carrie, whatever. But, if you want someone to talk to, either of us are available for you because we want to get the story out. We don't want to compromise you. We'll protect your identity. But please, if you need to talk about something, feel free to contact either of us because that's what we're here for.
Well, absolutely. And the thing is that what we need to do is bring is to own our own sovereignty and take back our power here on planet Earth. And there needs to be a constant dialogue between these two sort of civilizations that barely talk to each other. It's only people like you and I that form a bridge, and it's that kind of bridge that's going to keep our civilization alive, because we really are one people in spite of the fact that it appears that we've got a split down the middle and one side is living in a completely different manner than the other. The other part of that is that of course their interaction with off-planet visitors, ETs, call them what you will, interdimensionals, etc. And so that's also what we're dealing with. In those terms, I know that I have a person who I interviewed recently. I'm not going to name his name. who told me, you know, you mentioned Duff has a ticket. This man told me he has a ticket as well. He has a ticket off planet to Mars. And he's fully aware of what's going on here. He's been targeted to come out and speak to people, and he's doing so. But, you know, he's one of many who I had a Chinese guy, in fact, contact me and offer me a ticket into the Chinese underground bases because he was part of a, I don't know, a software or something company. And he'd been offered a ticket by his boss or two tickets, and he didn't have a wife, and he was offering me. I said they might notice that I'm not Chinese, you know.
But you would make a great trophy wife for him, I'm sure.
Right. So, anyway, the point being is that, and he was a technical guy. He was offered a ticket. This kind of thing is going on. So why it's going on, what does it indicate? This is what people need to know. It means there's some kind of game going on that has kind of, it has some limitations to it, because you don't need a ticket if everything's fine, right?
That's right. Well, let me share parts of two conversations I've had with, one of them is with a mutual friend of ours, Michael Lindsay, who you know.
Yes.
Michael Lindsay and I were talking today. And the topic of discussion came up about how environmental things that everybody encounters and uses every day, although taken by themselves, are harmless, but when combined can be very toxic to people. We were talking about how this interacts with our food supply, our food chain, things that, household cleaners, pesticides, deodorants, hair dyes, all of these things, how they can be, by themselves, stand alone, absolutely harmless. But when combined with a multitude of these products, that they can have very detrimental effects to the human body and the human mind. And, you know, what it reminded me of right off the bat was that very first of the modern Batman movies, where the Joker introduced a line of beauty products that if you use one of them, you're okay, but if you combine them all, it destroys you, and that's what it reminded me of. And he and I had that discussion today, which I thought was interesting because, you know, everything that these guys do, they telegraph it to us, they signal it to us somehow, whether it's in a movie or television or something, and that really jumped off the page at me after having that discussion with Michael Lindsay today. So that really struck me as odd. And then later in the day, I'm talking to Duff on the phone, and, you know, Duff and I talk anywhere from 2 to 6 times a day minimum, depending on, you know, what's going on that day. And, you know, he said he was preparing for the zombie apocalypse. So I said, well, Gordon, you know, what are you preparing for the zombie apocalypse for? And he said, because they're shoving it at us so much through the movies all the time. And I said, well, you know, come to think of it, you're right. They are pushing this whole zombie concept on us pretty hard and heavy. And so I recommended that he go get the Resident Evil series and watch it all the way through. And if you do that, you watch it, and you understand what the end game was by this corporation and what they were trying to achieve, and they didn't care the cost.
We'll be right back after this break talking to Mike Harris. Thank you.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. You're listening to AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the network who perseveres in delivering intelligent debate, constructive dialogue with true independence. The freedom to broadcast the truth is not free at all. So what is American Freedom Radio worth to you? The empowering information with fun, honest and pure integrity behind it provides an example to follow. Friendships to flourish with the moral altruism that pulls no punches. The hosts sacrifice and show remarkable discipline in their duty to deliver quality radio and service to the community with strength, wisdom, and loyalty. The founders of AFI wish to thank you personally for sharing your views and insights to make the best radio and alternative media. Now it's time for you to give something back and play a vital role in the future of America. Be as generous with us as we've been with you. Click on the donate banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com or volunteer by emailing AmericanFreedomRadio@ymail.com. Vaccines, psychotropic drugs, and artillery batteries not included.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Mike Harris. We were just talking about a zombie apocalypse. I was just thinking, and I know it's kind of crazy to even talk about, but there are some people believe that you know, and those Resident Evil movies do sort of augment all of this. That is a possible future, I'm sure, for humanity, but I don't think it's gonna pan out quite that way.
I'd like to think not, Carrie. I'd like to think that is just purely Hollywood fantasy. But you know, the observation that Gordon made was that they're pushing it on us so much. I mean, you know, there's so much emphasis on zombies that you know, he's looking for a message. He's looking for some telltale sign that maybe they're telegraphing. I don't know.
Well, Whitley Strieber wrote a very interesting book called, I think it's called The Grays. And And it has a very believable, I have to say, mind control scenario in there. And I think that that is much more likely what we may have to deal with at some point. And this is where people basically sort of lose it. And Henry Deacon, who came out under his own name, Arthur Neumann, one of our whistleblowers, did say that this was actually something that they had been basically warned about in the secret government when he worked in Black Projects, that this would be what happens eventually. And I'm noticing, I have to say, it's what it involves is where people in a town begin to lose it. They begin to completely lose all sense of where they are, who they are, et cetera, and for all intents and purposes, begin to attack certain others of the town's people, and for no reason. And what happens is that people, their sense of balance, because of the energetics coming into the earth, because some people are so sort of deadened, that they lose it completely. And I have to say, even since the 21st, I'm noticing where there's an increase in people and disinfo and people misunderstanding each other. And it seems to be reaching what I would say is almost epidemic proportions, so that I don't know if it's being fed or increased, you know, by electromagnetic weapons or whatever. Certainly the media feeds into it. But it really, people, you can say something. I've had this experience lately where you can say something or put something in writing which is very plain, very clear, and the person will absolutely misread it just right off, you know, off the bat. They will hear wrong.
Are you talking about Dianne Feinstein and the Second Amendment?
Well, she's
obviously misread that. You know, she obviously misread the "shall not be infringed" part. And forgive my attempt at humor there. I was just taking a dig at Feinstein there. Forgive me. Bad joke.
No problem. But sure, misreading the Constitution is probably a common occurrence. But when people can't even communicate with each other, you know, like I'm talking to you, for example, and I've seen it happen. I saw it happen in certain circumstances recently. It's just food for thought along the lines of what people are hearing. You know, the song that goes, people will hear what they want to hear and disregard the rest. Simon and Garfunkel, I think, is the is this.
No, the thing that I worry about, and if you remember back 10, 12 years ago, they were doing direct gene splicing therapy on people who had deficient conditions. It turned out to be a mitigated disaster on the couple that were made public. Well, I worry that gene splicing technology, as far as treatments on humans using viruses as a means to deliver the genes to be spliced into that person, I worry that those kind of things get out. And that if you do have a virus like that could alter human DNA, and it was done on intentionally to cure a genetic defect in these particular individuals, I just worry that they're still playing with those things in some deep underground laboratory someplace. And if those things get out, it could really be bad for the rest of us if we end up having our DNA altered because of a lab technician or some scientist's error in how they handle their materials. That's all.
Yeah, well, it absolutely. Of course, chemtrails is a we've talked about the terraforming of Earth and the chemtrails and the radiation. I've got some people in the chat that want to ask you questions, Mike. So if you don't mind, I'm going to ask them aloud on their behalf. So we've got a person that's asking, what does Mike Harris know about the nuclear scare scam created decades ago by the government and its agencies? Harris, they think you've managed power plants. Not sure if that's true.
I was involved in the construction of power plants at one time, and actually came up with a way of developing a solar-powered plant that would operate at night. And that was one of the things using GE Frame 7's, it's a long story, but to make the long story short is you collect solar energy all day, you put it in the transmission lines. then you take a portion of that and you separate the hydrogen from an oxygen out of water, and then at night you burn the hydrogen in a frame 7 to produce clean power 24 hours a day even at dark. That was a project that I did way back when solar energy was still a popular and viable concept. But the whole nuclear scare, I'm scared to death of nukes, even nuclear generation, because we don't have any way of getting rid of the waste byproducts. And even if we were to go ahead and approve the Yucca Mountain in Nevada and bury that stuff deep underground, it's still going to have a half-life that's going to be, you know, millions of years. And I think that we've all been sold a so GE could make a profit. I think that the health of the entire human race and everyone on this planet has been jeopardized trying to get to nuclear power, even peaceful power. I would recommend that everyone shut those plants down. Don't generate any more nuclear waste. I think it's absolutely toxic, and it's bad for life, and it's something that we don't need. There's other alternatives that are viable that need to be released to the public, like zero-point energy. And, even cold fusion, those things, we know they work, but they're being repressed, and they need to be let out, but they won't because it will kill the oil business.
The same person wants to know, Galen Windsor, a nuclear physicist. Have you heard of him?
I don't know that name. No, thank you. I don't.
Okay. I assume I'm pronouncing it correct. I think so. Okay, another person wants to know, why do you think almost all of the people who overdose on bath salts, which I haven't heard this story, want to eat animals and people?
Well, you know, I've seen that, and I've seen probably 8 or 9 different reports about that. You can go to YouTube, and there's news stories about that. We had a guy here in Scottsdale, Arizona, who got on the roof of his car in an intersection on Scottsdale and Shea. Stark naked, got on the roof of his car, and was running down the street chasing someone, trying to eat them alive. There was that guy in Florida who did the same thing, and I don't know what it is with these bath salts, but it's something that's really making people go wiggy. And even when the police are there, the one guy was shot like 14 times and was still going at it. It's just beyond me, and I don't know, but I do know. And I have noticed that those stories are no longer being reported. And so that tells me it's a bigger problem than what it was. The first 6, 8, 7 of them got out there. They were on the news. People took notice. And now you can't hear a peep about it, even though you can go into any of these, quote-unquote, head shops where they sell bongs and other things purely for recreational use, but they don't promote drug use at all. Trust me on that. But you can buy these bath salts, and that's what these kids are doing. I mean, young teenage kids are doing it. And I just don't understand what it's about. But the only thing I have noticed is that it's out of the news now, and there's a gag order on any more reports of people acting zombie-like.
I see. Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, this kind of thing is probably planted in the population. I think. Again, with gun control or with their efforts to take away the guns, you obviously would be extremely defenseless against someone who was sort of out of their mind, you know?
Well, you'd be defenseless against anybody. And, you know, that Second Amendment was written. It wasn't written for duck hunting. It was written to protect us from our own government. And,
yes.
You know, our government is clearly, as Jim Kerwin says, is now the feral government, not the federal government, but feral. Because they've gone wild. And, you know, the question that I've been asking on my show every day since I had Jim on last Friday. And the question I've been asking is, you know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you notice a commotion outside and you see that the SWAT team is kicking down your neighbor's door. And they're going to haul him away and confiscate his guns and arrest him, his wife, his kids, everything. What do you do as a citizen? You know, what do you do? This is your neighbor. You've lived there for 10, 15, 20 years. You know the guy. You know his kids. You know these people well. You know these are not terrorists. You know these are not criminals. His only crime is holding guns after they've passed this legislation. So that's a question that all Americans have to ask themselves. What side are they going to be on? They're going to be on the side of the SWAT team? Are they going to be on the side of the people who are legitimate gun owners. And so that's something everyone has to ask themselves, because I fear that that is a position that many, many people in this country are going to be placed in very, very soon. And so everyone's going to have that moment of truth where they have to decide what side are they on, because if they're going to get your neighbor tonight, will they come back for you next week if you happen to own a gun?
Very true. I have to say, I heard a chilling advertisement today on the radio before the show tonight. It was about, they were talking about doing your taxes, and they were saying that they would help you with the health care legislation. And my understanding was, I thought that this mandatory health care thing wasn't going to kick in until 2014. Do you know what I'm missing here?
They're going to begin accepting taxes, collecting the tax to pay for it this year, effective January 1st, although they're not going to be administrating any health care until 2014. So what they're doing is they're front-loading cash into the system before they actually give the benefits to the people. And, you know, I have to tell you, if you want proof that our democratic republic has failed, you don't need to look no further than this Obamacare thing, because 75% of the people opposed it, but yet it was passed anyway. And so, you know, wake up and realize that our republic has failed, and is in a state of failure, let me say. We can correct this, but that's a prime living example. And it's kind of funny because they've appointed, you know, 16,000 new SWAT agents, forcible collection agents in the form of SWAT teams, but yet not a single new doctor or nurse to help administer a plan that just baffles me and blows my mind that this is not about health care at all. It's about implementing the police state under the guise of health care.
Exactly. Yeah, very true. Well, it doesn't look like Earth has ascended, although my understanding is the stargates have opened, that humanity now has the choice to go the road of ascension if they wish, as the gates have opened. A higher mind and higher knowledge and spirituality is still a good option. So don't give up hope yet, those listening. But it doesn't appear that since December 21st we entered any kind of utopian vision of tomorrow, at least at the present time on planet Earth.
Well, you know, let's talk about that for a second, because we live in the age of instant gratification, where if you can't go to the refrigerator and pull the top off of a beer and have it right now, you're not happy. Well, you know, if you look back just 100 years ago, if you wanted a beer, a lot of times you had to brew it yourself, and that means you had to start preparing and planning and working on it, you know, weeks or months in advance of ever drinking the first drop. And so if we look at things outside of our current paradigm of instant gratification and look at this merely as the first glimmer, as night, yields way to day, that we're just, you know, as time goes by, we're going to see more and more light as the sun of a new age rises. I think that, we just need to be patient and wait for it. No, I'm certainly glad that we didn't have any great earth changes. I'm glad there were no earthquakes. I'm glad that the sun came up the next morning like it always does. And I just hope that people are not so conditioned by the culture we currently live in that they were expecting it to happen, like the snap of a finger. I really hope that people have a better perspective and a better time scale than what our current society offers us.
Sure. I do think that this time we're in is the kind of time when you're going to look back and you're going to see it a lot clearer than you do when you're right there inside of it. Okay, we are going to a break, and we'll be right back with Mike Harris and take a few more of your phone calls.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
What would you do if you or someone that you love was faced with a life-threatening illness? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, co-host of Transcension Radio on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. In 2008, I lost everything because of chronic illness, my home, a bankruptcy, even my marriage. A miracle happened in 2009. I discovered Ion, and I was introduced to the RNA drops. Within a few short months, the nightmare of chronic fatigue, Lyme's disease, and PTSD was a faded memory. Today, people all over the world have reported incredible testimonials about their transcension process, and I invite you to listen and join us live on air every Saturday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Transcension airs live. You can listen to the archives or tell someone that you love, maybe even the person sitting in your chair right now, that science fiction has become virtual reality at Transcension Radio. Take your power back and join us every Saturday at Transcension Radio.
Wadia will remain a dictatorship.
Be quiet.
Why are you guys so anti-dictators? Imagine if America was a dictatorship. You could let 1% of the people have all the nation's wealth. You could help your rich friends get richer by cutting their taxes and bailing them out when they gamble and lose. You could ignore the needs of the poor for healthcare and education. Your media would appear free, but would secretly be controlled by one person and his family. You could wiretap phones. You could torture foreign prisoners. You could have rigged elections. You could lie about why you go to war. You could fill your prisons with one particular racial group, and no one would complain. You could use the media to scare the people into supporting policies that are against their interests.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio. Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. We're talking to Mike Harris, and I do want to say we have a call-in line for those that want to call. You're welcome to call 218-339-8525. We're on American Freedom Radio, and so if you go to the website, you can also get the number there. But I'll repeat it just for people that might want to call in, 218-339-8525. And I was just asking Mike whether or not during the break he knew anything about what was going on in the financial world, if he'd been hearing any rumblings back there. Mike, you want to talk about what you might have heard there?
Well, Switzerland is closing a number of banks. That's one thing I heard just today. And they've had these automated trading programs that Switzerland is also putting the kibosh on, because they're selling products that aren't real. There's going to be some revelations about bonds that have been sold that are illegitimate, that were never authorized bonds. This is on a global scale, and essentially they're fraudulent, and this is all going to be coming to light here in the near term. And I really look for a great deal of financial turmoil in this coming year, and I don't know how to advise people. If I had my choice, if I could put my money in anything right now, I would buy a ranch somewhere up in the Pacific Northwest with cattle on it, so that our other livestock, so I would have a place to live and at least have access to food. Because I if this financial thing bursts, now I have to qualify this, because you everyone's heard about derivatives, and no one really understands what derivatives are. But it's really sort of a gambling instrument, and the exposure that the banking houses have currently is $1.4 quadrillion, which is 1,400 trillion. Or in another word of saying it, it's 10 to the 13th. It's 1.4 times 10 to the 13th, which is a really, really, really big number. It's probably enough money to buy the whole planet of Saturn and its moons. But that thing, there's no way to reconcile this. There's no way to recover this. It's much greater than the entire, gross product of the entire planet that we live on. And these guys are playing with funny money, and the whole house of cards is about to come down. In fact, I'm surprised that it hasn't come down yet, but at least the Swiss are starting to take some corrective actions by closing some banks that have been operating on the fringe of legality, and there's going to be some more news about bonds that have been issued that should never have been issued. By financial institutions.
Okay. Let me see if there's any specific questions here in the chat. And I guess I'm looking at the caller area to see if we get a caller, but we don't have one yet. Trying to see if there's any questions in here
The good news is, Carrie, that if anybody wants to call in, the lines are open, so you get right in with no waiting.
Exactly. Someone is asking, have you heard Obamacare microchipping everyone? Have you heard about that?
I've heard about that, and I know that's been on their agenda for a long time, is to get everyone microchipped. Right now the workaround is, since most everybody has a cell phone, they're using that as a surrogate for it, but they want something in the human body that they can read and take your heart, your blood pressure, your heart rate, how fast you're respirating. In other words, what they want to do is put something in there that when they ask you questions, they can tell if you're lying or telling the truth. They can tell if you're agitated or not agitated. They want it all. They want complete control over the human species, and that's what's going. And, Carrie, you and I have talked about this privately a number of times, and I'll bring it now, but it just appears to me that whatever is motivating this is not of human origin. And now I don't know what the source is. I don't know if it's interdimensional or extraterrestrial or an artificial intelligence. I don't
right.
know. But there's something out there that is interfering in human activities and in human involvement. And that's the inescapable conclusion that I've come to. I've talked to a number of people about it. I've talked to you. I've talked to Duff. I've talked to Jeff Rentz. My guest tomorrow on my show is going to be a guy named Dr. Preston James. He wrote an article in Veterans Today called The Third Force, where he documents this intervention in human affairs throughout history, and he will document the channels, how it's been used, and who is connected to it. So I'm looking forward to having him on tomorrow, and I'll suggest that I'll give him your number and ask him to contact you, because he would be a brilliant guest for your show as well.
But, okay, you know, well, thank you. Yeah. I read his article, very interesting. You know, some of it is kind of run-of-the-mill for what we cover, but I appreciate that we've got a guy on Veterans Today talking about this kind of thing. It's crucial. Obviously, death pushes the envelope as far as he can in that regard. It's an interesting dynamic. I know that they're talking about Putin. I think it was Putin who was supposedly joking around that there were, you know, ETs living among us, and people made it out to be a big joke, whereas it probably was a serious statement. You know, it is fascinating. I mean, I do think, from what I can tell, is we are going to have more and more sort of revelations along the sort of ET, the UFO side of things. I noticed the British press is pushing that more and more again lately. And so I think that somehow this sort of the group behind what's really going on is going to start manifesting, showing their real faces. It was interesting to me during the, you know, obviously when I was at the Great Pyramid and they closed it on some key dates, including, the 21st.
Carrie, one thing I've noticed about whatever this is that's interfering in human affairs, it wants a couple of things. You know, it wants control, it wants power, and it wants to remain completely anonymous. And of the other things, it'll give up a little control, it'll give up a little power. But it will not give up its identity. It wants to protect its identity. It wants to prevent us from seeing who and what it may be. That seems to be its prime directive, more important than the other directives of control and power.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting dynamic. I guess what we're going to find out is whether or not what you're saying is really true. I'm getting a sense that there's almost, for example, when I was talking about the Great Pyramid and I had a source on the ground there that said on the night of the 21st, government cars with foreign visitors were escorted into the Great Pyramid in the dead of night. They were obviously, it's very hard in Giza to hide everything you do. You can be seen if you have good cameras and so on. And obviously they were seen. So there's a certain blatantness about what's going on planet Earth right now. I think the Sandy Hook thing is another part of that. Even the fact that they're trying to put out this sort of idea that it might be a hoax and further confusing the situation so that people are seeing, you know, the death tributes that came in earlier before the thing ever happened, supposedly, or are they just manipulating dates on the computer and fooling with people's heads? I don't know, but it seems to be getting more and more blatant. So whereas you say secrecy is all important, I'm not so sure that that we might be at a turning point in just that regard.
Well, I think we're about to blow the lid off of them, and I think that they're getting careless, and I think they're making their move. And so, you know, there comes a point in time when you can no longer hide your intention. You have to make your move. I think they're at that tipping point where they're going to make theirs.
Right. Their true colors are coming out. And also, I think another side of that is that people who have been parading as being, you know, working for the light and so on and so forth are starting to show their true colors. And I think that we're seeing people switching what I would say is switching sides. That suddenly people that you thought were sort of on the light side are really on the dark and vice versa.
Actuality, we're working for the dark, yeah. But, you know, Carrie, that being said, let me say this. I am the eternal optimist. I believe in the human spirit. I believe in the greater good. I believe that the creator and the creation are one and the same. I believe every particle in this universe is connected to every other particle in the universe. And this universe is intelligent. It is benevolent. And I believe it is teeming with life. You know, like you can't leave water standing by itself because something will grow in it. And that's how I think this entire universe is. And I think that this whole thing with the dark side and these people who have, if they are people, who have these short-term, shallow agendas for immediate power or immediate control, I think that they're to be exposed and to be overcome. And, you know, maybe I'm foolish. It's going to be a long, hard road to hoe between here and there. But I really think that, that you know, good will out.
I'm with you on that. Now, we've got a bunch of callers, and we're right to the end of the show. Let me see if we can grab one caller before we end. We got area code 415. You're on the air with Mike Harris and Carrie Cass. That's it. Unbelievable.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, they always wait to the last minute. I wish they'd call
in sooner
because, well, Carrie, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. A really good resource to have, and thanks again for inviting me.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mike. It's been great having you on the show. I recommend everyone listen to Mike's show, 1 to 3. I believe, is it every day, Mike?
It's Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 Pacific time, 4 to 6 Eastern time.
Okay.
www.rinseradio.com. And thank you all very much for listening.
Absolutely. Okay. Have a great night, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.
Are chemtrail geoengineering programs changing our weather and destroying our environment? Why in the world are they spraying?
They want to create a storm in the southeast, then they'll start engineering out over the North Pacific. That's where the trailies will be.
Find out why critics are calling Why in the World Are They Spraying the most important film that is revolutionizing the environmental movement. Go to whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com for more information.
It's just going to get worse until the point where we're not going to be able to grow anything at all unless it's a Monsanto genetically modified abiotic stress resistant seed.
Why in the World Are They Spraying? New international version with languages available from around the world. Go to whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com for more information.
It's all about money, and weather is another form of commoditizing, the way the Central Command Group can commoditize another form of our life.
Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Bushu comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
You're listening to AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the network who perseveres in delivering intelligent debate, constructive dialogue with true independence. The freedom to broadcast the truth is not free at all. So what is American Freedom Radio worth to you? The empowering information with fun, honest and pure integrity behind it provides an example to follow. Friendships to flourish with the moral altruism that pulls no punches. The hosts sacrifice and show remarkable discipline in their duty to deliver quality radio in service to the community with strength, wisdom, and loyalty. The founders of AFR wish to thank you personally for sharing your views and insights to make the best radio and alternative media. Now it's time for you to give something back and play a vital role in the future of America. Be as generous with us as we've been with you. Click on the donate banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com or volunteer by emailing AmericanFreedomRadio@ymail.com. Vaccines, psychotropic drugs, and artillery batteries not included.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.